It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Wilkinsburg High School class of 2016 graduated last week, and the doors of the 106-year-old building permanently closed to public school students. 200 middle and high school students will transfer to the Pittsburgh School District in the fall to attend Westinghouse Academy in Homewood. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider spent time in the community during the final days of a community institution.
Dozens of community members gathered outside of the high school surrounding a makeshift stage. Students' names were called and couples strutted the runway in suits and full dresses, posing for photos. Prom lineup at Wilkinsburg is a pretty exciting atmosphere, with a different song and cheers for each couple. Being there, you'd never know the school was going to close in 1 week. Roxanne Robinson graduated from Wilkinsburg High School in the 70s. All three of her children are alumni, and last week, her oldest granddaughter, Shadae, graduated.
She's excited about being the last class of Wilkinsburg. They went all out.
Shadae wore a sequined yellow dress and posed for pictures with her date in a shiny white SUV. Her feet hurt, but she danced and complained about how many photos her family took. Later that night, she was crowned prom queen of Wilkinsburg High School. Her grandma Roxanne says the experience has been bittersweet.
You know, I really hate it, you know, because it's a lot of memories here. You know, it was a great school, great teachers, fantastic community, and you just hate to see it. But under the circumstances, they have to do what's best.
The school board decided in September to close the school at the end of the year because of declining enrollment and consistently poor performance on state exams. Roxanne says the school helped shape the identity of the community. It brought people together.
Wilkinsburg has always been a great community, and I still think it is.
What makes it great? What do you like?
The people. Everyone works together, look out for each other, the functions like this, you know, and it's always about the kids.
There are some concerns about what will happen to the building. It was constructed in 1910, it's structurally sound, and alumni like Roxanne say they want it preserved. The district does plan to put $10 million into renovating its two elementary schools, but there aren't yet plans for the future of the high school. But right now, parents are worried that the school their children are going to isn't much better than the one they're leaving. Wilkinsburg is a suburb of Pittsburgh. The median income is near the poverty line, and the crime rate is much higher than the surrounding suburbs. Football coach Mike Fulmore says many of the students deal with tragedy on a regular basis. In March, five people and an unborn child were gunned down at a backyard cookout a mile from the school. A few students were related to a victim.
They were back in school 2 days later. We had another family whose brother got shot down. He was a little older, but he got shot, and they found him at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 12 o'clock, both of his younger siblings were in school that day. So these kids definitely feel like this is a safe place, especially in the environment that surrounds this building.
Wilkinsburg has consistently been a poor performing school, but Westinghouse is the lowest performing school in the Pittsburgh Public School District. But Fulmore says Westinghouse, with its larger student population and larger budget, might be able to offer more opportunities to the students. There are more athletic teams, advanced placement courses, and scholarships like the Pittsburgh Promise. But students are still nervous. Latoya Hamm is a transition counselor for the merger. She says students, especially those in middle school, are leaving the only school many of them have known.
Coming to a new school and making new friends and different social groups and meeting new teachers.
Hamm works for Pittsburgh Public Schools, but has spent every day for the last 2 months in Wilkinsburg talking to students about the move. At a joint field trip in North Park last month, she worked with kids on building social connections. When the school year starts, she says students will have to meet a lot of people at once. Shakira Fields is an eighth grader at Wilkinsburg, and pointing to her friends at the field day, she says she expects they're going to stick together.
Because this is all we need is each other.
Yeah.
Because like we've been with each other ever since we was like little, and we've been through so much together, and yeah.
Coach Fulmore says at first the students might feel displaced.
And I think it'll be easier for the younger kids than the older kids. But, you know, I think for some of them, they're going to almost be like refugees. You know, they're going to be in a foreign land with not friendly faces. And, you know, it's going to take them a while.
On the second to last day of school, students were gone and teachers finished grades and packed up their classrooms. Interim Principal Sean Johnston announced over the intercom that packing boxes had arrived and could be picked up at the office. Johnston has only been at the school for a few months. She came in when administrators and teachers began to leave for new jobs. She says it's now up to Wilkinsburg to continue to support the students when they leave for Homewood.
I can see that happening. I can see if the community leaders would continue to reinforce and talk and provide as much community events to make sure those things happen.
In the meantime, the district was wired $3 million in emergency funding from the state to aid in the transition. Acting Wilkinsburg Superintendent John Frombach says the money from the state can only be used for that transition, including hiring more teachers at Westinghouse.
There's going to be additional hiring for guidance counselors, social workers. There will be transportation costs involved for the school district. There will be costs for shutting down the Wilkinsburg High School.
The district will have to pay tuition to the Pittsburgh district for its students to attend Westinghouse in the fall. Frombach says that money will still come out of the general budget. An internal audit found the district has a $1.8 million deficit, but Frombach says closing the school will help erase that shortfall. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
Joining us in studio now is Jessica Burns. She's the Wilkinsburg Youth Project Coordinator. Her organization hosts an after-school program for youth and provides resources from job training and mentorship to gardening and media development. And we'll bring Jessica into the conversation shortly. But we're also joined in studio by two of the last 25 Wilkinsburg graduates, Stephen Westhill and Stefan Bird. Sorry about that, Stefan. Stefan Bird, both graduated last week. Stefan is headed to Alabama State and was the captain of the Wilkinsburg Tigers football team. Stephen is looking to attend Manchester Bidwell this fall. Stefan Bird and Stephen Westhill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you guys with us.
Nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
What was it like packing up your things from the high school for the last time, hearing that last bell go off? It had to be almost a surreal feeling. Let's start with Stephen on that. You look like you're ready to just jump right in.
It really was a surreal feeling. Like, to me, like, all the seniors were, like, done with high school. Oh, that last bell. Oh, we can get out of here. Oh, we're finally done with the 4 years of teachers and different students going around. And just hearing that last bell and packing up, like, because we had to get our stuff from our lockers and finally be out of school, and then graduation happened.
Now, I know you're a grown man practically at this point, but when that moment hit, as excited as you were to have it all be over with and to pack up everything, was there a moment at which you kind of clutched a little bit emotionally where maybe it hit you and there was a sad feeling?
Oh, yes, definitely. I went through a family passing, and my mother just passed away, and it's like she's seeing me graduate. That's like, I know I'm making her happy, and it's like, yeah, I got really kind of emotional because I'm done with school, and she wasn't there to see me, but I know she's like looking down on me and with like good faces.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your mother, but certainly I share your joy and your sense of pride that she would be proud of you and what you have accomplished. How about for you, Stefan? You not only were involved as a student, but you were a student athlete. So for you, it's not just the end of an academic era, but an athletic era as well. So what was that like for you?
I'd say for me, it was kind of like emotional because that's the end of like Tiger tradition, and that's what Wilkinsburg's about. Tiger tradition. They all go by tradition. Red, white, and blue. That's the only colors they go by. They wouldn't even let us get black jerseys because it would mess up the tradition of red, white, and blue.
So what has Tiger Pride meant for you during your time at Wilkinsburg?
Tiger Pride is everything to me. Like my uniform, when we had to wear uniform, my uniform was all Tiger stuff. Didn't matter if it was baseball, basketball wear, it was mainly football. But you'll always see me a Tiger shirt, Tiger sweatpants. So you might see me with some red and white shoes on every once in a while. A Tiger hat. You say I'll dress like, they say, they call me Coach Weeze. Because they say I dress like a coach.
Did you get to keep that uniform? I mean, it's not like they have to save it for anybody else now.
What, you talking about the jerseys and stuff?
Jerseys, yeah.
No, they. I asked them about it the day, like 2 days before graduation on June 2nd. I asked them about it. I asked them, what are y'all doing without a jersey and uniform? So what he told me was, he said they're not doing anything with it. So I asked, can I have my jersey? He said, we got to wait to check so they could do inventory on everything that's in the school and that belongs to the school. And then he said he'll call me or email me when I could come and get my jersey. So he said I could have it. I'm just waiting on his email.
What number did you wear?
It's number 6.
Number 6. Good number. Yeah, I played for a baseball team once. And after the last game, I said to the equipment manager, I said, I would really like to take my jersey with me. And I said, can I? I'm standing there with my equipment bag. And he said, sure. And then he looks at me and goes, it's in your bag, isn't it? And I said, yeah, I took it with me. So that's what you should have done. But you know, live and learn. So the teachers and the staff, for them, this was a trying time as well, I would think, as much for as it was for the students. How do you two gentlemen feel that the teachers and staff handled this final year at Wilkinsburg? What kind of a job would you say that they did?
The teachers, they did their best. Like, they knew that the school was closing and that they got to go find a job. Some teachers were like, oh, I'm out of here. But some teachers that really cared for us was really there and still teaching us, like, showing their hard work and trying to get us on track and stuff.
And what about for you, Stefan? What would you say?
Just to piggyback off what he said, there were some teachers that already packed their bags and their boxes and stuff. Then we had some teachers that didn't even know the school was closing. If you would have seen, walked up to them, they were like, it's regular. They'll be back next year.
So did you feel that, I don't want to put you in a position of having to throw anybody under the bus, but did you feel genuinely that some of the staff there had mentally checked out before the year was over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most of them, like, I can say a good 2 of them were already mentally checked out and was already, like, by Wilkinsburg.
So how did that make you feel?
It just... how some of them, it's like, it couldn't bring us down because there's like only 2 of them. But when you have like more of them like supporting you, that's what you can get your motivation from.
I have to ask you guys why there were only 25 seniors left. What happened to all of the kids?
Well, this is what happened is, break this down for you.
Okay.
9th grade, you'll have about like 50. My 9th grade year, our class, we had the most in our class. Then we got up to sophomore. That slowly went down to at least like 45. And then when it got to junior year, it went down to like at least 30. And then senior year, yeah, now we're at 25. The reason why that is because, you had some schools that, some students that's been homeschooled. Then you got some that went off the charter schools. Then you got some that just switched district. And then you got some students that live in Wilkinsburg, but they go to other schools.
So why was it important for you two in particular to stay there, to stay at Wilkinsburg, and to be a part of that last graduating class, Stephen?
Oh, I thought a lot of times, like, oh, I want, this is my last year. I want to go to a different school. But it's just like the history brought me, like, to stay in Wilkinsburg because we're the last graduating class, we're the last prom that will ever be there. It's just like, makes you feel kind of good, you know?
And what were those events like? The graduation was last Friday, and you know, people are there, they're proud of you, you're I'm sure understandably proud of what you had accomplished. What was the feeling like? I'm sure there was some nostalgia there, but was there some euphoria, some excitement, some happiness as well?
Yeah, everybody was happy, especially at graduation. If you would have went upstairs to the gym while our classmates was, we was out there. We wasn't doing, like, normal senior stuff, like when people get ready to graduate. We was out there throwing football one last time, shooting hoops one last time, taking pictures, all that. You wouldn't have thought we were graduating today. We was just having fun one last time in the gym.
Yeah, I had read about that, and I thought, well, that's a great idea because nobody else is going to get to use it. They're closing the building. They're closing the. I think that it's actually now officially a closed facility. So yeah. Why not get in there and enjoy yourselves one last time? It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. I'm talking with two of the members of the most recent and last Wilkinsburg High School graduating class, Stephen West Hill and Stefan Byrd. And again, Stefan is headed to Alabama State. He was the captain of the Wilkinsburg Tigers football team, number 6 in your programs. And Stephen is looking to attend Manchester Bidwell this fall. What are some of the other things that you both observed in the transition? Did you have conversations with other students, the ones who unlike you, did not get to graduate and who will be transitioning to Westinghouse next year, about their fears, their hopes, and their dreams for the coming school year? Stefan.
Yeah, I had conversations with a couple of them, like some of my players that I play with. I had conversations with them. They said they really did, like, it's going to be a difference, but it's not going to be a difference-wise, as in, like, the same vicinity and area they're in. It's going to be the same thing, just it's just going to be more uptight and strict.
I mean, is there some trepidation? Are there some fears on the parts of these students because they're going to be going to a place where there are not as many friendly and familiar faces?
Honestly, I think it's not going to be different. They shouldn't be hype. There shouldn't be no fear in them because I was a kid coming from Arizona to Westinghouse, and the Westinghouse kids showed me like I could be a part of them and stuff, and like they took me in to their school, so. I don't think it's going to be any different from some kids coming from Wilkinsburg to Homewood, to Westinghouse, and I think it's going to be a good experience for them. They're going to get to learn a lot, and they're going to get to experience more things that they couldn't have done at Wilkinsburg.
Stefan, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, just what he's saying, like, Wilkinsburg and Westinghouse, like, there's no rivalry. It's a rivalry, but it's like a good rivalry. Like, it's one of those rivalries like you'll want to see happen every time. Like, when we played each other in football, that's one of the best rivalries we had. Like, and then they start getting intertwined with Westinghouse and Wilkinsburg. Everybody, just about everybody know everybody in each school, so there wouldn't be really no fear. So.
That having been said, are you glad that you're moving on, that you don't have to deal with this?
Yeah.
You're smiling.
Yes. I'll say yeah, because we're a rival. I mean, to transfer from a Tiger to a Bulldog, that wouldn't be a smooth transfer for me, but I'll have to make it work.
Right. You would do it if you had to, but you don't have to. And mm-hmm. Before we bring Jessica Burns into the conversation, Stefan, you are headed to Alabama State. So talk about what you're hoping to do in the future. What are the things that you are looking to accomplish in college and beyond?
Well, when I get down there, I'm looking to work on today's football team, play football for them a little bit, and then I'm a major in business, hospitality, and sports management.
So you're going to walk on to the football team?
Yes.
But don't they know that you're a Tiger? I mean, aren't they going to just create a place for you? No, that's good. I mean, a lot of guys do that and can be very successful. Stephen, you're going to Manchester Bidwell. So what are the things that you're looking to do? That's a great place to be.
Joining over the gardening team for WYP, that made me realize, like, I like to do, like, gardening stuff, planting and knowing herbs. So that made me want to do horticultural for them. And it's, like, all these classes, like, it can get you good jobs for, like, gardening, just designing the golf courses and designing different things like zoos and like anything that involves like big wild plants and stuff like that. And it seemed like I was looking it up and it said botany. Like, that's a class that I really wanted to do. Or, like, because movies are like, oh, I see the cool things that botany can do. And now I'm happy that I'm going to be able to do this and experience all the like the new things and get like some new skills for my like human self, you know.
Well, we certainly wish you both luck, and thank you for being with us in the studio. Again, Stephen West Hill, whom you just heard, and Stefan Bird, who are two of the 25 members of the final graduating class from Wilkinsburg High School. And now let's bring Jessica Burns into the conversation. She's the Wilkinsburg Youth Project Coordinator. Her organization hosts an after-school program for youth and provides resources from job training and mentorship to gardening and media development. And Jessica, we heard the comments from football coach. First of all, welcome to Essential
Pittsburgh.
Hello,
nice to be here.
Yes. We heard the comments from football coach Mike Fulmore, who said some of these students are going to be like refugees in a foreign land when they go to Westinghouse next year. What can Wilkinsburg do to support these students when they leave for Homewood?
Well, I mean, those of us in the community know these students really well. We've heard that there's a substantial amount of money dedicated to this transition. There are a lot of logistical things that that money probably will go to. But, you know, how do resources translate into support for our youth? You know, social workers, I'm a social worker, of course, that would be helpful and that would play a part. There's already been a lot of efforts at introducing the students, a lot of strategy put into that. My concern more, again, I think, is the safe space that our high school provided for a lot of our youth. And we're losing that. And I think that is a concern.
So what can you do? Are you in a position where the Wilkinsburg students can still be supported? If kids are going over there to Westinghouse next year and they're having a difficult time, are people like you going to be able to step in and provide some help for them?
That I don't know. I'm not in those conversations. I've heard that will be the case. I'm hoping that will be the case. We need to really be focused on the needs of the youth in the moment. There's all these other economic pressures, structural things. A lot of people at a lot of different tables. What I want to see are people interfacing with these students and making sure that their needs are met. Obviously there's been a history of that not happening because of resource deprivations in Wilkinsburg. So we're coming out of that. I've seen some heartbreaking things, and I would hope that those students will be served, that all the students will be served at Westinghouse during the transition.
Westinghouse is the lowest performing school in the district. Are you worried about the quality of the education that the Wilkinsburg refugees, as Coach Fulmore called them, will receive there?
I think that a lot of effort has been put into making Westinghouse a better functioning school. There seem to be a lot of very effective people in charge. I feel like Wilkinsburg had so many challenges building up that, you know, anything is going to look better than, how these students have been served before. So I think that, that remains to be seen. I think it's a bellwether for a larger conversation that the county and the city need to be talking about. We see other schools facing tremendous challenges, conversations about population loss, but terrible budget cuts to schools and after effects of No Child Left Behind. So these are part of a larger conversation that we all need to be having about what is happening to our future, which is what our children are.
Stefan wanted to chime in on your response there, Jessica. So let's hear again from this young man.
All right. I'm just going off what you said. Like, I normally, like me, I'm not a statistic guy. Like, I don't worry about the stats because it's not all about the, like, at the end of the day, it's all about the stats. But when you get in this school and stuff like that, you won't even be worried about the stats. Because, like, what they said, we was at graduation, and as our teacher, Jason Ball, he said
he was the graduation speaker, right?
Yes, he was. What he told the audience about what the trip guy said about us, about the Bruce Apples, they was just going based off our stats and what our test scores and stuff look like. But when another company came in, the one that gave us the grant for the Apex, came in and really, like, sat down with us and looked how we was, then you wouldn't think that we was, like, one of the lowest test scores on the board. You wouldn't think of Stacks. You would just think of it's a regular school.
So you're saying that the numbers don't always aren't always an accurate indicator.
Yeah, they're not always accurate.
Jessica, how important is it? You know, Stefan here was just talking about Tiger pride and the importance of that, and it sounds like it's something he'll carry for the rest of his life, much as many of us carry the pride of the high school colors that we represented when we were in school. How important is it for the transitioning students to hang on to their Tiger pride?
Well, you know, there's a lot of early identity and support, local support, you know, with our elementary schools, the Hosanna House, Boys and Girls Club, the other organizations in the area that will maintain some of that to a certain degree. I think, you know, I think we'll have to let it go and transition. I think there's something lost in losing that collective identity because, you know, when there is a collective like a high school, then there can be advocacy, there can be evaluation and assessment. And now our youth are, you know, the teens at least will sort of be atomized. So there'll be a sense of loss of that identity. And I'm concerned about that. It's the same effect of after a lot of our teens graduate from high school, ill-prepared. And I see them falling into the underground market. I've gone to a number of court cases, and I've gone to funerals. And that's the reality that we're looking at in our area. And it's absolutely inexcusable and heartbreaking and tragic. So, you know, we're going to have to embrace a new identity and make sure that it's strong enough to enfold, you know, and be an advocacy piece for the teens in that whole corridor. That's what we need to just make it a larger piece with more advocacy.
Jessica Burns is the Wilkinsburg Youth Project Coordinator, and she joined us here in studio to talk about what will happen next year and to salute the last graduating class of Wilkinsburg High School. Two of the members of that class, again, joining us, Stephen Westhill and Stefan Boyd. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for being with us today on Essential Pittsburgh. We really appreciate it.
Tiger pride. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, a conversation with the first guy to play goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins franchise, and he did it without a mask. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.